Unit 11. Making a Difference. Page 127. Activity 3.
Professor Muhammad Yunus founded the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh in the early 80s. How did he think up this new form of banking system?
Yunus lent $27 to a group of women who made bamboo baskets, but were obliged to sell them at a very low price. With the small sum they received, they were able to restart their business and settle their debt in time. That's how microcredit was born. That experiment resulted in the creation of the Grameen Bank. It was designed to provide local populations with microloans without asking for guarantees. The practice has completely revolutionized the lives of people living in rural areas.
This financial system challenges the way financial institutions usually do business.
Indeed, Yunus thought that serving the poor could be good business, if you knew how to do it. So he simultaneously created an affordable financial product, microcredit, and organized the bank so it was capable of serving millions of consumers. The continuous expansion of Grameen Bank is evidence of the gigantic business opportunity when dealing with low-income people.
Are there signs that lending to the poor is becoming mainstream?
The last three decades have seen the emergence of millions of citizen sector organizations around the world, with an estimated volume of resources of more than $1 trillion and 19 million jobs at the global level. The nonprofit sector is already equivalent to the eighth largest economy in the world. It delivers products and services to low-income consumers and small producers, which contributes to significantly improving their lives, creating positive social change, and developing innovations.